continue southbound I-15. They are going to stretch from about 6 north, and they are solid all the way to Bangor Highway and Draper. You only get a short break before they pick up again. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow. Bluffdale all the way to Midvale. The 21st South Freeway also seeing slowdowns westbound between I-15 and 5600 West. The West Belt delays from I-80 to Taylorsville. And eastbound on I-80, the right lane remains blocked right after Redwood Road due to a fire affecting the roadway. And that is causing delays back to I-215. Dave Meekum.
An accident northbound on I-15 just past American Fork Main Street is blocking the two left lanes there, and that's got traffic jacked up, jammed up, all the way back to, we're going to call this about 5th East American Fork. So be ready for that slowdown if you're coming northbound. When you get past the accident, you're going to be fine for northbound travels. Now coming southbound over the point, you're going to be in that slow traffic approaching SR-92. That's going to be very slow all the way down to Lehigh Main Street, Mark.
Northbound I-15, we'll call it sluggish, really. Not that bad. South Salt Lake to the North Interchange, but then it tightens up pretty good between Parrish Lane and End Spots all the way up to Sunset. And once you clear Hillfield Road, your speeds will start picking up. The Fruit Heights delays continue Highway 89 northbound, as do the northbound I-15 delays through Far West. It's an explosion of savings during the grand opening of the all-new Riverton Chevrolet next to the Sam's Club off 114th South, old RivertonChevy.com. Find new roads. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.